Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, July 10th, 2013. And today we are talking about threats to the United States and perceived threats to the United States. What do you think the greatest threat to the United States is? Well, I heard that question asked the other day by a Rasmussen poll. And that poll was answered like this. 51% of the people said radical Muslims were the greatest threat to the United States. 13% said other religions of a radical nature. I wonder who they could be talking about. And 13% said the Tea Party. 13% thought the Tea Party was the greatest threat to the United States. Well, the U.S. government is always looking for threats and perceived threats. So a couple of years ago, after the Bradley Manning release of information, but before WikiLeaks and before Ed Snowden, so this program did not stop them, but a couple of years ago, the federal government started a program called the Insider Threat Program. This Insider Threat Program was a profiling-type program to prevent leaking information by federal government employees or people who work for private business that had government programs, government contracts. This program trains federal employees to look for, quote, suspicious behavior, obvious type suspicious behavior like handling classified material that you're not entitled to and things of that nature, but also some not so obvious things like changing your printing habits, like you print 20 documents a week and now all of a sudden you print 50. Other things of an even more strange nature, but they are profiled to look for these things and to report them. And if they do not report them, they can be criminally charged for not doing so. The main thing is that this program hammers home to every federal employee that leaking, even to the press, is tantamount to aiding the enemies of the United States. We're not talking about foreign spies here, folks. We're talking about the federal government's own employees and those who work for private business but contract with the federal government. Now, the interesting thing is the federal government's own scientists who devise these profiling programs say that this program does not work. This one lady, she says they don't have accurate pictures of what a bad guy looks like, says Deanna Caputo of Meter Corporation, one of the corporations doing these types of programs for the United States. They don't work because they don't know what they're looking for, in other words. Many different agencies and departments also have different profile targets. I mean, they all look for different things. It's all confused and there's no consistency to it. But increasingly, one of the listed behaviors that they all look for is, quote, a desire to help the underdog are a particular cause. So if you work for the federal government, folks, don't show a desire to help the underdog. That will get you in deep trouble. According to the consulting firm Deloitte, several things make it difficult today to enforce such a program. These things are a young post-recession generation raised on the internet who simply do not fit well into this type of profiling thing. If you've been to D.C. lately like I have and you walk the streets, you will see all these young people raised on the internet, these bright young faces that come there from all over the world, especially all over the country, to work for the federal government where they make 50 to 100% more than the private sector for the same type of jobs. The young and beautiful come to D.C. now looking for work that their college degrees and their internet savvy entitle them to. But this has been tried before. The Transportation Safety Administration tried this at the airport. They tried screening, profiling. They called it the SPOT program for spotting certain suspicious behavior. This behavior was nervousness, stress, and they would pull these people over and randomly check them. Well, it didn't work, and it cost $878 million. They had 2,800, quote, behavior detection officers out there looking for suspicious behavior, and it did not work. So it was abandoned. So the feds are out there, ordered to spy on each other. Now, the tactics are sloppy and don't work, but they can be criminally prosecuted for not using these tactics. That is our federal government today. They spy on us. They spy on each other. They spy on Europe, China, Latin, and South America. They monitor our online activities, our emails, our online searches, our telephone calls of everyone on earth. Now they even do it to each other. Big Brother may just be a little bit paranoid, folks, or maybe the most transparent administration in American history wants everyone else to be transparent too. He wants us all to live in glass houses so he can see what we do. He sees everything. He hears everything. This is the most transparent administration in American history, folks. At least that's the way I see it. July 10th, 2013. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle, folks. Thanks for listening.